This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Kicking off his election year campaign, President Biden is warning of the stakes for America if it puts Donald Trump back in the White House. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
A day before the Capitol riot's third anniversary.
It was on that day that we nearly lost America. Lost it all.
The president says Trump still celebrates those who rioted at his urging and still talks about being a dictator. So the key question is whether American democracy will survive.
It's what the 2024 election is all about.
Speaking near Valley Forge, Pennsylvania, a key Revolutionary War site, the president invoked George Washington's refusal to cling to power, contrasting that with a power-hungry Trump, the GOP's presidential frontrunner, and says the choice is stark come November.
We all know who Donald Trump is. The question we have to answer is, who are we?
Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Iran is mourning those slain in an Islamic State group claimed suicide bombing, targeting a commemoration for a general slain in a U.S. drone strike in 2020. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The funeral on Friday came as the death toll in the attack rose to around 90, despite the militants claiming the attack. The wider tensions shaking the Middle East during Israel's war on Hamas in the Gaza Strip had become intertwined with the funeral in the usually peaceful city of Kerman. The top commander of Iran's paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has linked the attack to the U.S., the gathering crowd shouting death to America and death to Israel. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
For pictures, videos, stories, and more, follow the Voice of America on X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.